Thanks for joining me at 9:30 on the Saturday. We've got a brilliant Saturday on the racing front, of course, with the double headers. But we're now looking forward to racing on the Sunday at Hollywood Bets Greyville. It's on the Polly. They've actually got 10 races for us on the Sunday. It's a bright and early start at 11:35. Now, the first race I thought was the biggest swirl on the cards. The bipod only starts in the second. So race one, a tentative selection would be Mia Sophia, who's quoted at 5-1 from the Wendy Whitehead yard to run into the money in each way kind of bet, is at 9.5-10. I think that should feature in the first three. But as I say, no great shakes, race number one on the card. The South African Punters Forum have some fair runners on the programme. They've got Tastemaker, yeah, who I see is topping those boards at 5-2. But as I say, for me, just the six each way, take out number nine, lots of magic, who won't run in race one. Now we go on to much more important business. As mentioned, it's bipod time in race two, a maiden plate run over the 7 furlongs. Aggressivo, Aggressivo, whatever you prefer, is owned by the Hollywood Syndicate. This is not a strong field, and that is the favourite, quoted at 5-2. Now, if you look at the collateral form lines, you're going to see that that horse has the beating of number 5, Time to Meditate, was a horse I mentioned last time, is at 5.56-1. So Time to Meditate, he was forced wide last time, it has some work to do, but now has the services of Muzi in the irons. Despite being well held, this horse is related to the likes of Stranger Danger, who is very speedy in the Eastern Cape, and also Gin and Tonic, who incidentally runs later on the programme. So I'm going to take my chances with Time to Meditate each way at 5.56 and a placing www.hollywoodbets.net. You'll get just under the 9.5-10. Going with the 5 in front of the 8, then the 1 and the 4. 5, 8, 1, 4 in race number 2. Place accumulator in the 3rd. This is off at 12:45. So we have to be up bright and early to get involved on the Sunday. October Sun, there's a lot of talk about this horse, it's just over 15-10. October Sun, who first time out at the races was 2nd. I'm not entirely convinced with the strength of that form line, but it was a promising run. Then you've got the Hollywood Syndicate horse, who's called All Around the World, who quite frankly does appear somewhat moderate, but tries. It is start number 18. However, is well versed. Now, if you go to another collateral form line, once again, you're going to find that All Around the World has the beating of the Cunnamare-trained Fleet Commander. It was beaten 4.30 lengths last time out, so has a lot of work to do to reverse the finish. However, was coughing on that occasion, and I do think that Fleet Commander is better than that run. That one, by the way, was 4-1, is now at 3.57-1. So for me, much of a muchness between the two of them. Number 2, October Sun, 4, Fleet Commander, then the 3, All Around the World, and the 1 after that, who is Geronimo, who has been costly to follow in the past, but has amassed quite a bit of stake money as a maiden. So 2-4-3-1 in race 3. Pick 6 race 4, catch KZN Racing live streaming on www.galloptv.co.za. Merit rated 80, handicap, it's off at 20 past 1. Pick 6 time, over 1700 metres. Yeah, we've got a number of horses concertinaed in the betting. With Pleasure is at 3.75-1, High Moon. Another Syndicate run at 4-1. They did well on the Friday with those two winners in P. Both of them, by the way, going off as the favourites. Pewter Skies at 4-1. In this race, I really like Banzai Pipeline, who is at 4.55-1. Has the Appion for the Garth Puller Yard. And if you look at some of the weight turnarounds, they are rather dramatic. So I think Banzai Pipeline is a nice bet in the race. Once again, that price currently in a wide open betting race is 4.55, just over 8-10, a placing. And that would probably be one of my stronger each way bets for the day. Now, I mentioned the South African Punters Forum Syndicate earlier on, a nominee Deva Govender. They've got Straight Up, who's written by Richard Faree. I don't think that one can be discounted. That's at just over 7-1. Going with the 8, though, from the 7, Pewter Sky, the 4 Straight Up, and then the 1 With Pleasure. 8-7-4-1. On to the 5th race. It's the first jackpot, leg 1. Lucretius is bang in form. The stable companion, Lord Minva, I'm not so sure about this one over 2,000 metres, so I'm bypassing that. Street Art won the maiden last time out. It was a good display, but I see that that form line, we've had 5 runners out of it, no winners. I like a bit of Karari's Cowboy, again, at the weights. Once again, trying to find some value. 8.33-1 a win, 15-10 a place. As I say, there's been a rating drop. Much better off at the weights, going with the 8, Karari's Cowboy, in front of the 4, who is Lucretius, and there's a lot of respect there, then the 2, Street Art, and the 6, in with a chance, 8-4-2-6. Race 6, Meritrade is 71 handicap, has run over the 5 furlong, they should be run at 2:30, Trafalgar Square is the current favourite, again, there's nothing between them in the betting, 3.57-1, take out Calvino, number 4. Valiente, once again, there's a light mass here, and Valiente has been threatening to win another race. It's been a long drought, 581 days, but that's going to be my selection, number 3, Valiente. From the 6, Ramchandani Road is owned by the syndicate. Richard Faree catches the eye as the booking there. Despite the weight, I think that'll run well. So that is the second choice, then the 7-10. 3-6-7-10, race 6, but expecting a very nice run from Valiente. Is at 4-1, 7-10. Ramchandani Road is currently at 5-1. We go to race 7, where Baby Shoes is scratched. Take out number 7, Baby Shoes. Winter Flight has good form, is now with the Comnaidu Yard, is at 2.5. It's about time. Ex-Paul Peters, now joined Louis Huerson, is the second favourite at 3.03. You will note the breathing problems, because if you have a look at the comments, you'll just see respiratory noise, respiratory noise, respiratory noise. But that could be an interesting runner. And again, the Hollywood Syndicate are represented by Spider's Corner. I see the blinkers are back on, the tongue tie off. There's been a 98-day rest there. A selection that is going to be number 2, Winter Flight, from the 4 Spider's Corner. Then the 5 and the 3. 2, 4, 5, 3 will do it, race 7. Long time since we've had these 10 races, KZN. Race 8, Phillies and Mare 71 handicap, 15.45 over the 1,200. Again, joint favourites here. 4-1 the pair. Puff of Smoke, number 3, and 4, Winter Journey. I like Kitten's Adventures at 5.5, 6-1 a win. Just over even money. A placing Richard Faree does duty here for the Gary Rich Yard. And this horse appears to be on a competitive mark. By the way, the last form line, there have been 4 winners from that form line, which does certainly catch the eye. So for me, it's going to be number 8, Kitten's Adventure, the 5.56. From the 4, Winter Journey, who runs well for Moosey, 8.459. 8.459 will do it, race 8. Race 9, Meritrade at 76 handicap, fillies and mares, 20 past 4, 1,400 metres is the distance. The 9th race, Gin and Tonic, is at 3.57-1. Richard Faree is engaged to ride there. Winter's Destiny is at 4-1. I like a little bit of number 7, Splash of Green, who's ridden by Musi Yerni over the 1,400. Yeah, the blinkers are off, has dropped a further 2 points in the merit rating, and if you go through the form lines, has faced some useful opposition in the past. Had excuses on the first poly track run. So going with the 7, Splash of Green, 7.14, just under 13-10 a placing. From the 4, who I do certainly respect, Gardenia. That hasn't won for 470 days, but I put that in the race. Then the 2, and the 2 is Winter's Destiny. And I must mention the 9, Venturous. I know this horse is taking on far better. Venturous is at 5.56-1. But go to the last victory, which was oh so easy. Kelvin Habib retains the ride. If you look at that form line, there have been two runners from the form line. They've both won. The one was My Sharia Moore, who lost lengths at the start, recovered to win. And the other one was Iron Chef. So as I say, two runners, two winners. So Venturous, I don't think, can be taken lightly in race nine. That will take us on to the 10th and final race, which should be run at 16:55. It's the Hollywood Bets Bright Future. Meritrade at 63 handicap. Now, Brave Voyager won well last time. That last form line, there have been two runners. One was a winner. The other one ran third, was only beaten a short head. There is a horse I think can improve in this race at a price, a horse called Charge Down, who has taken quite a drop in the merit rating. Charge Down, just getting onto the website, as I say, that one is a 12.5-1 a win, 2.5 a placing. Slowly getting closer. There was improvement with the blinkers last time out. The polyform, though, may be a slight worry. Merit rating from 66 to a 51. But I'm going to go with Pedro, who's a 3.03, despite the 60.5. Keegan DeMello is going to be the rider there to beat the 11. Charge Down. Nice one for the Swingers Trifectas, if we can get that right. Then the 4, Brave Voyager, and the 1, who is Star Crusade. Now, Star Crusade, very difficult horse to follow. Needs a strong pace, but is capable of running on. And if you look at Star Crusade, by the way, the last three runs was drawn 12 of 12, 9 of 10, 10 of 11, is now drawn at pole position. My winning form hasn't arrived just yet. It's my own fault because we're recording very early on the Saturday. But they are the cards we've got. We're off to the races. All the best, sunshines. Thanks for joining me. Hit them hard. Bye-bye.